mixing languages. Mixing languages dramatically, I mean. Code mixing, switching in and out and in and out and in and out of one, two, three or more languages. Which is probably, globally speaking, the norm. Because when you think about it, most people in the world are bilingual. 3/4 of the world's population is bilingual, we know that. And of that 3/4, well, I don't know what percentage actually is online. It will only be a relatively small percentage, I imagine. But most of the people, I would generalize and say, most of the people who use the internet in the world these days are bilingual. So you're going to get an awful lot of code mixing around. I've seen relatively little of it because, as I've said, it's difficult stuff to get hold of. But when you do happen to get hold of it, it floods you. And so there's all kinds of really new and interesting stylistic change taking place on the internet simply because people are now voting with their linguistic tongues and deciding, because nobody can say nay, that this is the way it shall be. Whether some of that is going to have long-term consequences for language change, I do not know. I don't know whether in 50 years' time, because most people think that rhubarb should be spelled without an H, that one day rhubarb will be spelled without an H. A lot of spelling change does come from the people, as it were. It only takes a few very influential people to spell rhubarb without an H in public, and the Oxford English Dictionary people will pick it up and they'll record it, and after a certain amount of time they will say a variant spelling, and then maybe one day it'll become the normal spelling. That's how spellings change. 25% of the spellings in a dictionary have variants. 25%. You know, is it flower pot or flower pot? Is it Bible with a capital B or Bible with a small b? Is it advertised with an S or advertised with a Z? Is it archaeology with an AE or archaeology just with an E? When you go through a dictionary and count up all the words that have a variant spelling of that kind, whether it's British English or American English or whatever the reason is, it's about 25%, 1 in 4 words have a variant spelling. It's extraordinary. That figure is going to increase as a result of the internet, I have no doubt. So, in answer to the question, what is the impact of the internet on an individual language, my answer is, at the moment, not very much, but the potential for change is enormous. That nonetheless allows me to say, I think, that the internet has been a revolution, but not because of its influence on individual languages, but because of its influence in forming a new medium of communication. Now, new mediums of communication do not appear very often in the history of the race. I suppose the first medium of communication was the invention of speech, whenever that was, some 50,000 or so years ago, plus or minus several tens of thousands. And then the second revolution was the invention of writing, about 10 or 12,000 years ago, again, in various parts of the world at more or less the same time. So we've got speech, we've got writing, and they're the two things that you people who are studying language spend all your time worrying about: speech and writing, spoken language, written language, and looking at the differences between the styles and all of that. And now we've got a third medium, electronic communication. Neither speech nor writing, something new. Computer-mediated communication, they call it. CMC. Computer-mediated communication. That's the jargon in the business. Internet speak, if you like. There are all sorts of popular names for it. Now the question is, why is CMC so fundamentally different? Why isn't it just speech? Why isn't it just writing? One talks about having an email conversation, so that sounds like speech. And yet, we're talking about typing onto the screen, that looks like writing. So why is the internet different from spoken language and written language? And here are some reasons. First of all, the differences with speech. The bottom line here is, what is it that makes a spoken conversation work? Conversation is the norm for speech, isn't it? Something like 95% of all the speech you'll ever use in the world will be a conversational setting. So what is it that makes a conversation work? And the answer is, the simultaneous feedback that accompanies the dialogue. Simultaneous feedback. So let me just role play this out. I'm having a conversation with somebody. Here is me. Here is my interlocutor over here. I am now speaking at some length to my interlocutor and telling him something that he needs to know about, and I'm going jabber, 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 jabber over here. What is he doing? Or she, because I do sometimes talk to women. What is that person doing? They're not being passive. They are giving me feedback. The interlocutor is saying things like, No, really? Well, God blimey, I don't know. And so on, right? And you've got to learn these things when you're learning interaction in a new language, haven't you? Because not everybody does the same thing. You know, some crazy languages go that way instead of that way. And, you know, also, I know, yes, I'm... And there are lots of examples like that. Now, the point is, you mustn't not do that. You mustn't not do that. If you withhold those features, the speaker cannot continue. If I am just jabbering away and my listener withholds those feedback cues, it can't work. I mean, imagine it. There's me talking over there, and here's the listener who then... And you can try this out, by the way. Try it out anytime you like. Choose your target carefully. Not your chief examiner or head of department, but or the vice chancellor. Not if you want to keep your job. And switch it off. So at one point you just go... Now, the point is, the speaker will not be able to continue. Imagine it, yeah? He won't. He'll be going, yabba, 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 yabba. Hello? Hello? Are you all right? You know, stroke? Heart? I mean, you can't continue. If somebody withholds simultaneous feedback, you cannot continue. So that's the basic point about speech. Speech is interactive. It needs that kind of dynamic. And here's the difference with the internet, isn't it? Because you don't get simultaneous feedback on the internet. You can't, can you? With one or two sort of technological modifications that might make it possible soon, but traditionally you don't get it. If I'm sending you an email, having a conversation with you, then it isn't a conversation, because while I am typing my email, I am getting no feedback from you. Why? Because you don't know you're getting an email from me yet. Until I press send and it reaches you, then you can give me your feedback. But it's got to reach you first. While I am writing it, there is no simultaneous feedback. So I am on my own. And I'd better take care. Because in the absence of feedback, you can make all kinds of errors. Because if I'm saying something stupid here, or something unclear, my listener can say, oh, hang on a sec, excuse me, sorry, I didn't follow that. Are you trying to be rude? And I get the reaction straight away. On the internet, I can be unclear, not necessarily trying to be rude, but inadvertently being rude, and all these other things can be, I send it to you, and have you ever had the situation, I bet you all have, where you get an email back saying, what was that all about? Sorry? Yeah? Huh? Excuse me? And so on. And you look at your email and you say, oh, I shouldn't have done it like that. Now that wouldn't have happened in conversation, but it happens quite a lot. Even instant messaging is not instant from that point of view. You know, you send your message, but while you are doing it, yeah, I mean, the response comes back pretty damn quick, but not always pretty damn quick, actually. It depends which way around it goes. You're still on your own. The only real breakthrough will be when you get the kind of video conferencing techniques becoming more routine, and while you are sending your message, you are seeing the person at the other end who is reacting to your message. And with things like iChat, that sort of thing is more or less available now, except those of you who use iChat will know that it often doesn't work very well, and that the person at the other end sort of goes... because of the frame cutting that's taking place, and often there is a lag, and often the person at the end goes, whoa. And you really don't know what's going on at all. So one assumes that the technology will improve. But the point is, up until now, there hasn't been simultaneous feedback. So that is one of the big differences between Internet, CMC, and speech.